Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are asking the question of us, and we are asking the question of you. This is a theory that is a Marshall Harris production, and I think it's a fair question to ask. What is the Bears ceiling if Caleb Williams doesn't show the improvement that you thought he might show this season? Like, if this is the end product, how do you feel about it? And I think with the important games that we have in the schedule coming up next, of course, there's a second game against Green Bay. There's Cleveland, Myles Garrett and the crew on Sunday. And then there's the 49ers and the Lions. So with that remaining set of games in this regular season, how do you feel? We're going to pick up where we left off. And we want you to join in too. 312-644-6767 is our number. You can call us and you can text us. And the reason we brought this up is because I know, Marshall, you had been asking some of our analysts about this just to kind of get a consortium, some sort of a package of data to figure out your thesis.
I want to make sure that everybody is where they need to be. I mean, let's be honest. There's four games left. We're in the fourth quarter of the season. We knew that this is when Ben Johnson thought that things would be getting better. And let's be honest, throughout the season, Caleb Williams' best quarter has been the fourth quarter. So I thought maybe in the fourth quarter of a season, he'd be doing bigger things. And I think their ceiling still remains very, very high. I just think the quarterback, specifically his ceiling, is limited. And Ben Johnson's going to have to work around that until at least he gets another offseason and is in year two of this system.
I appreciate 847's text. They say, I wasn't listening intently. It happens. Thank you for admitting it. Thought you asked, is this Caleb's ceiling, period? No, that is not the question. As in his career, no, that is not the question. Regarding the Bears' chances with Caleb's current performance, yes, they can win if they have zero turnovers. But wait, is it zero turnovers or do they have to also take away to add to that?
Well, they were even in the turnover department on Sunday. You see how that game went, although it was down to the wire. But I think that's the easiest way for them to win is to be plus on the takeaways and also have Caleb Williams playing near flawless ball, which majority of the time he's done, right?
Yes, we have a couple calls too, but I think before we get to the phones, and we definitely will in the next segment, so hang with us. I also think it's important to listen to our guys talk about this. Let's start with Patrick Manley, who has asked the question, what needs to be fixed on the offense? This was yesterday.
Just do the simple better. Get started by not making the little mistakes. And that's just get the game rolling that way. That's what I would like to see. And I also feel that way with Caleb. Do the simple better on third and five. Don't miss those little kind of layup shots to whoever's open. you know, I think I heard you guys talking about missing some of the easy throws. And that to me is just do the simple better for Caleb as well. You really can't put that in this last game. I thought that was too, just the third and five, third and 15s because of the penalties. But overall, when they start slow, it's them just not executing the little things. And that's coach speak, but they got to get everything right.
It is coach speak, but it's so true. It's so on point. And let's not forget, even though statistically it was 0-for-5 with just one run in the first six plays, Caleb Williams did run for a first down that got wiped out by a penalty. So it wasn't like there wasn't also an effort to run other than that one running play by a running back. They had a first down and, you know, they went three and out twice in a row because it got wiped out by a holding penalty. That these are things that you probably don't want to happen. You don't want you to have four penalties in the game and two of them come on your first two drives. That's not what you want. But in the same vein, so you're talking about doing the simple better early. One of the things I'm convinced now after listening to Ben Johnson after the game and then the day after the game, he was trying to establish a rhythm early for Caleb Williams. He is intent on doing that each and every game, and it comes out wonky with the 0-for-5 and the fact that he passed five times in the first two series to just one running play. It comes out wonky. But if you listen to what Ben Johnson had to say a day later, he even takes some of the accountability on trying to set that rhythm and not being able to do a good job. Listen to Ben.
Oh, we don't have it yet. Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault. Thought it was there. So
you can read. You've got the quote in front of you, right?
I do have the quote in front of me.
Yeah, you can read it.
So asked about the overthrow to DJ Moore, which would have been a first down. And obviously DJ Moore is targeted three times, has one catch, -4 yards, gets blown up on another end around attempt. Not a great day for DJ.
And a screenplay. Yeah, I mean, he was... Poor yes. DJ was mauled out there.
He was... It was good that he didn't do more, like it's because if he had, you know, come around and not gotten hit when he did, maybe they don't lose yardage on the screenplay. Just drop the ball at that point, you know. But they were back there, they were on him. But he was asked about that early play where he sails the ball over DJ Moore's head on what would have been a first down. He said, on that particular play, I was good with the decision, talking about Caleb. We left it just a little bit high there early in the game. Something I've talked about over the last few weeks with Caleb is, man, how can I best serve him to get him in a rhythm early in games? So when we can, we have some strong starts to the first half. And when you're asking your first completion to be an 18-yard dagger route, that's not always the easiest thing, particularly in those elements on the road like that. So something that he's certainly capable of doing, he makes that throw all the time in practice, and yet we weren't able to do it there yesterday that early in the game. So that's it. So Ben Johnson saying maybe I could have gotten him an easier route to get him going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, here's the thing. I will never forget when we saw, at the time, Luke Getsy go empty to start the game against the Vikings. Justin Fields is the quarterback. The fullback isn't even blocking. Instead, he's the hot. He's the first. No, he's not even the hot read. He's the first read on a play empty against a blitz happy Vikings team that absolutely crushed the Bears offensive line at the time. And it was about one of the silliest calls I had seen. And if you want to go back and listen to that, I'm sure it's on our YouTube channel, YouTube 670 The Score. But I remember Matt Bowen saying, I don't mind the call because it's a fact-finding mission for the offensive coordinator. I think we knew the facts about the Bears offense, though. Like, you couldn't do that against that particular team and reasonably think it was going to be successful, especially on the first play of the damn game. In this case, I understand the concept of what Ben Johnson was trying to do. Let's see what the feel is regarding this team playing the Packers. Let's see what I can do with my passing game. So he wanted to try to establish it. I understand the thought process. Unfortunately, it didn't work. And I know that he says he didn't make any halftime adjustments. But they ran the ball more in the second half. And then we saw the play-action passing game really get them back into it. Play-action is, if you want to get right, the easiest way and the simplest way that we've seen, and unfortunately the way the defenses are also probably expecting it, is via the play-action. But because they run the ball so well, that play-action seems to always be working. But do you want to try some traditional five-step drop, basic pass play? Maybe you are empty set, or maybe you are just in a more base offensive formation that doesn't require a lot of pre-snap motion, that may even not require being in shotgun or under center necessarily. Those simple pass plays that he talks about, I don't mind doing it at the beginning of the game. It was just, unfortunately, nothing seemed to hit in those first two drives except for that run play that got five.
Well, it comes down to this, and it's such coach speak, but it does come down to execution, because you're talking about the fact that you didn't see enough running in the first half. Well, you know what? When you go three and out, you're going to run fewer plays. And when you run fewer plays, you're not going to see the extent of what the game plan is. You talk about scripted first 15. They were off that script pretty quickly, because after two, three and outs, you're making adjustments, because now we're in the game now. It's no longer you trying to establish something in the same way you do on a first drive. It's drive number three, and Green Bay's got points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're going to make adjustments during the game. That is true. But you still have a tried and true way of opening up your passing game. And I feel like they may have to go to that basic. That may be an example of the question you're asking about the Bears' ceiling, if this is the finished product mechanically for Caleb Williams right now. And again, we want to see what you think. 312-644-6767. Let's go to a call real quick, should we? We got a bunch of phone calls. We might as well. Let's go to James in Northbrook. James, you're on with Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hi, guys. First time caller. Enjoy your show all the time.
What's
Thanks,
up, James?
James?
Thanks for calling.
Basically, I'm a huge Bears fan, have been all my life. But, you know, you guys are talking about Caleb Williams. An argument could be made that the Bears have won all these games, not because of Caleb Williams, but despite the Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams, if you look at his collegiate career, has been making splendid plays, but on a playground type of a football, not in a structure type of system, which Ben Johnson has. Now, if you look at the last play of the Green Bay, that was execution. You could make an argument, why didn't they go for first down? But he was open. There was a player open. It's his lack of execution. Now, I think the Caleb Williams could improve, but the number of lack of execution that he makes throughout many games, even those games that we won, I don't know. Could maybe Tyson Bagen would have been better? Never know. Would we have won more games? Would we have won that Green Bay had Tyson Bagen being a quarterback? Obviously, he's not capable of making those splendid plays like Caleb does. There's no doubting the tools that the Caleb possesses, but I think Ben Johnson is, if you look at his character, you could read between the lines, is that there are times in which he is frustrated with Caleb Williams. He just doesn't say it. You could see it based on his character and how hyped up this guy is. Now, so I don't know. There's a lot of argument to be made is that Bears are winning despite Caleb Williams and not because of. But now, when it comes to playoff football, you know, you're right. You got to make a quarterback play. Quarterback is the one who's going to lead the team to the playoff victory. Whether Caleb does it, I don't know. I'm very highly doubtful at this point of his career, right?
All right. Thank you for your call, James. I think
one call. That's all it took.
One call. One call before Tyson Bagent is brought up. The spectacular plays you talk about, and this is of no offense to Tyson Bagent, he does not have the arm strength. He doesn't have the same arm strength. That doesn't mean he doesn't CrossFit his face off. We all know the man works, and he earned his position. But no, that is not the answer. I think the better point he was making lied in the fact that Ben Johnson did talk about, can you win with your passing game? I have not seen enough to say confidently that is an answer that works. But here's the thing. I think in the NFL, you need to run to win games. So I'm okay with it because that theory bears out more often than not.
I think seeing just how gassed the Green Bay Packers defense was at the end of that game, they were moving the ball down the field. They might come up with a stop here and there like they did on third and one, but overall, they were just moving at will down the field. That kind of sums it up. What you're saying, Layla, is that the running game is the most important thing as far as just controlling the line of scrimmage and then just having your quarterback make a play. And to that caller's, you know, on the other side of that, Caleb is a reason why they've won a lot of these games because he's led big comebacks with spectacular throws as part of the big comebacks.
Well, that's it. And there's a reason we wanted to... I like it when we talk with people, not necessarily at them. So, yeah, for everybody complaining that we take calls, I don't know. We also listen to you. So, there you go. 312-644-6767. More on the question, and we have a pretty hot phone bank here. So, we will continue to delve into this. What is the Bears ceiling? Marshall asks, if this is the stopped improvement arc for this season of Caleb Williams. The operative word being this season. There are four games left in the regular season. Let's discuss it. You've got Raheem Harrison Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.